Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your mercies that are new today, and thank you, Lord, as you wake us up morning by morning to be inspired by your wonderful, mighty love, Lord. Thank you, Lord, as we go into our word this morning, we realize again how you know everything, and how this inside information that comes by your anointing, by your Spirit, by Christ in us, leads us according to your will and brings and lets us develop on schedule. Bless this word to us this day and for the rest of our lives, Father God. Thank you that we look to you and we listen to you and we acknowledge you in all our ways from morning, noon to night. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 21, verse 1 to 3. Now as they were approaching Jerusalem, they arrived at the place of the stables near the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of his disciples ahead, saying, "As soon as you enter the village, you will find a donkey tethered along with a young colt, and tie them both and bring them to me. And if anyone stops you and asks, 'What are you doing?' tell them, 'The Lord of all needs them, and he will let you take them.'"
Hallelujah. Welcome back, Tanita. So mooi om my prachtige vroukie terug te hê. En wat ons hier sien, what we see here in these readings is you know, there is nothing lacking in heaven, nothing lacking in our Godhead, in their knowledge and their knowing. They know everything, all knowing, all powerful, and everywhere. And it's just so beautiful just to see here that as you know, as the word says, Jesus himself says, "As my Father sent me, so I sent you. As much as the Father loves me, he loves you." So here we just see this inside information that he gets here from heaven. He's just so reliable, and it knows everything that needs to take place. And so we can, you know, look to the Lord, not just on a daily basis, on a moment-by-moment basis, because his love is like the sea sand. His thoughts towards us is like the sea sands. So we want to acknowledge him in all our ways, so as to experience him as Jesus and as the prophets and as the apostles in the past experienced him. And that was a powerful evidence of them walking with the living God that then blessed the disciple, but more than blessed the disciples, blessed mankind, those around them. And so, Lord, we thank you, Father God, that we don't want to miss out on a little sea sand, a thought of from you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that our ears, spiritual ears and eyes, are open to your thoughts, Lord, and we can experience your thoughts every moment of the day, as we acknowledge you in all our ways, as we look to you for wisdom. Your word says if we lack wisdom, we must ask. And then we know you're a God that is near, and you're a God that is with us, working in us to will and to do according to your good pleasure. So your will be done this day and every day for each and every one of your precious disciples. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.